back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We have a text and a caller. I'm going to take the caller, then the text. Connie of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Connie?
Well, I wanted to comment on inflation. And certainly the pandemic and supply chain and all that has something to do with it. But you also have these multi-corporations, these huge corporations that control so many products, you know, like Coke or Kimberly-Clark or Procter & Gamble. They're making record profits, but yet they're saying, you know, they don't have, you know, the materials, they can't put it on the shelves. And oil companies, gas prices went up, but yet they were, you know, the OPEC and other countries were taking production down so that they could maximize their profits. So even though other factors like the pandemic were in play, I think that controlling the what products go on the shelves had a lot to do with it as well with inflation.
Yeah, that's a profound point. That's a very, very good point. And for everybody, let's concentrate on that, what Connie just said. Yes, obviously, the pandemic and the spending and all that. But with the supply chain foul up, with OPEC and the Saudis in particular dialing down production, when goods get scarce, the prices go up. And not only that, any kind of increase in costs to these companies just gets passed on. And then right now we have inflation of over 6%. Now that cannot persist. I mean, you know, we typically have inflation around 2%. In fact, we've been worried about stagflation, which is what Japan's gone through, which you have negative inflation, which is in some respects worse than a little bit of inflation. But then you have places that have 100% inflation every year. We like to keep things under control. One of the things that added to it, some of Trump's tariffs, you know, a tariff is just a tax on our consumers. When you charge another country 10% more of their goods to, that just gets passed on. Everything gets passed on to you and me. And I think Connie made a very good point that all of these, first of all, these companies gobble up other companies. They truly are monster companies, multinationals. Secondly, they're very efficient the way they run things. They have good accountants. And there is no cost to them that doesn't get passed on to you. And when there's scarcity of supply, that gets passed on to you. It gets passed on to you. That's why Biden released about 50 million barrels from our oil reserve. We have about 600 million barrels in the reserve. And this was done on the assurance that Japan, India, the UK, and a lot of others would do the same and relieve somewhat the really the monopolistic practices of Saudi Arabia and other things. So to blame Joe Biden for this inflation is absurd, quite frankly. And I'll tell you something, in deficits, I mean, Bill Clinton balanced the budget his last term in office. There was a surplus, and he got attacked by the Republicans and by the Wall Street Journal. Said that it would be prudent to have a modest deficit for the year. These guys, whatever you do, you're going to get attacked. So, Connie, thanks very much for calling in. Going to a text from Gary of Madison. Gary of Madison asked the excellent question, what are we going to do about redistricting? All right, let me lay it out in ducks and bunnies. And there is a path. First of all, I interviewed on this show a guy named Matt Petering twice. Matt Petering is probably one of the best experts. He's a professor of industrial engineering at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and he's developed an algorithm. And that algorithm, very speedily, depending on the data that's put into it, can adjust maps. And he has come up with a map for the state that is compliant with the Voting Rights Act, that in fairness and competitiveness and every other characteristic, the compactness is better than anything the Republicans or the people's maps are. And I understand that there are groups that have already talked to him and he's advising them, and these maps will get in front of the judge. So I think that's a good point. Second point, though, is this. It went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. 4-3, they ruled that they're going to try to stick as closely as possible to the existing map which is a disaster because it's a gerrymandered map going back to 2010. And they obviously have to make some adjustments for equality of population. There is a lifeline in that. This is very important to understand. Brian Hagedorn, whom everybody, you know, he upset Lisa Neubauer. He got on the court and everybody thought, oh, this guy is falling. Well, when it comes to elections, this guy is not falling. He has voted right and read the Constitution. He voted to certify Joe Biden. That only passed 4-3. The other three Republicans would have not certified Joe Biden, even though he won the state. You must understand what's happening in this Republican Party. But Hagedorn stood tall, and he stood tall in a couple of other things. And so in this one, he did not say, oh, I'm just going to turn it over to a special expert and a fair maps commission. But he said something very important. He said that I think that communities of interest, keeping them together, are very important. What's a community of interest? A city, a town, a village, an area. Well, to gerrymander, the Republicans had to split up Sheboygan County, Greene County, and a lot of counties 7 ways from Sunday. They split up Milwaukee County. They're in the new maps, they're going to try to split away part of Waukesha County. And if what Hagedorn is saying, and I think the Democrats obviously will go along with it because that's the best they're going to do. There are 3 Democrats on the Supreme Court. If he has his way, and I suspect he will because he had it in the past, he's going to say, no way, Jose. You know, Greene County is a community of interest. Monroe is a community of interest. Why should it be cut in half? Sheboygan's a community of interest. And Milwaukee County, why should you carve off a little slice of Republican votes from southern Milwaukee County? Why should you maneuver around to try to keep Kapenga in office in Waukesha County by cutting off some votes that are part of the community of interest? That in itself, and I've talked to Sylvia Ortiz Velez, who's an up-and-coming, very, very influential young member of the Assembly from Milwaukee, who is fighting hard to make sure that the Voting Rights Act is complied with in terms of African-American and Latino districts, but more than that, making these maps fairer. And she's talked to Petering, and a lot of her supporters have talked to Petering. And there is a way to use Hagedorn's opinion, his concurring opinion, to redraw a map so that communities of interest are not sliced and diced to make Republican majorities. Now, might there still be a Republican majority? Yeah. They might, okay. But it won't be as absurd as it is now where they get 2/3 of the assembly and they only get half the votes. And the closer you get to parity, you know, if you're a Republican being threatened by donors and being threatened by the Trump people, you go along with stuff. But if they need your vote, if you only have like a 1 or 2 vote superiority, because there are somewhat fair maps, then what happens is, you start thinking, well, I better represent my constituents because I am vulnerable. And it opens up the openness of the process is manifest. So anyway, Gary, thanks for the question. Excellent question. And it really comes down to how Hagedorn's concurring opinion on community of interest is interpreted. But there's an expert on the case, Matt Petering, and some very, very good folks. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers. Stand by for some terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Devil's Advocate, you have Earl Ingram, Great Evening Programs, Gate Weekend Programming, starring Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow, signing off for today. You got a friend in me.